Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are going to rant about some articles I've previously read. We're doing things a little different. Instead of me reading through the articles, we're just going to mention the article and then talk about it. I'll basically do the brief overview. That way you guys don't have to listen to a bunch of fucking text you don't care about. So let's go ahead and get started with this. Now, the first one I've got here is actually from this guy here. He wrote an article about these. It's this man's book. It was Moshin Hamid. He wrote The Last White Man. And it's basically some shitty book he wrote about how even if he's the last white man on Earth, he's going to, like, he discovers, oh yeah, I'll love all the non-white people, and I'll just, you know, it just, like, I'll die out, pretty much. That's pretty much what he was saying. He has grief, and then he's upset, and, I don't know. I didn't think it was all that fucking good. Like, I think it was just some kind of book where he's like, hey, white people, you're dying. But that one's not important. This one's what's important. Now, Coach Greg Adams just talked about this shit, and I looked at it myself, and I laughed my fucking ass off. This is from Psychology Today, The Rise of Lonely Single Men. Now, basically what they're saying here is that 62% of the users are men, which is true. 62% of dating app users are men, and, he was trying to say that women are overwhelmed with how many options there are. And they were saying women between the ages of 25 and 45 prefer men who are emotionally available, good communicators, and share similar values. We know, but that's a bunch of fucking bullshit for the most part. And listen to this. They said this means a relationship skills gap that, if not addressed, will likely lead to fewer dating opportunities, less patience for poor communication skills, and longer periods of being single. The problem for men is that emotional connection is the lifeblood of healthy long-term love. Emotional connection requires all the skills that families are still not consistently teaching their young boys. So this guy is pretty much like a feminist. While there's probably no chance of stemming the rising tide of unintentional single men, there is still good news. Hinge found that through beta trials that 90% of users rated their first date positively, with 72% wanting a second one. And listen, and here's the advice from this male psychologist, this feminized psychologist. How can men reap the benefits of the algorithms? Level up your mental health game. That means getting into some individual therapy to address your skills gap. It means valuing your own internal world and respecting your ideas enough to communicate them effectively. It means seeking intimacy, romance, and emotional connection as worthy of your time and effort. So, that's what he pretty much had to say. He's like, will we step up? Will we take a commitment to ourselves and our mental health? Pretty much this guy, who is Greg Maddox, a board-certified couple and family psychologist, that's the one that's saying, men, your mental health is bad. The reason why you can't get laid and can't get a woman isn't the crazy woman. By the way, the women aren't even mentioned in this article. This man does not say a single word about women's behavior. Not one. He doesn't say that the changing of women or thought culture or hookup culture or the thottery on TikTok or OnlyFans or any of that. He just says, men, your mental health is the problem. And if you went to go see a therapist, you'd be able to get laid and have more sex, you incel. He even says in his thing, he's like, the men that are unintentionally single are not going to change. Yeah, if you're unintentionally single, then there's no chance of stemming the rising tide of unintentional single men. I mean, he pretty much said it. He's like, oh, there's no way we'll fix the problem. More men are going to be unintentionally single. But
I'll tell you, I think less were single before all the technology.
Well, that's true. But there's more options.
Well, because you actually had to know or get to know someone before you decided whether you wanted to date them or not.
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can do that on a dating site, but are they really being honest about themselves, or are they saying what they think will get you to
It's like Drexel says. He calls them dating sites, as in SIGHT. And the only reason he says that, is because this is what women use to know they're being looked at, to know people are paying attention to them. Oh, he's looking at me. They check their dating sites to see, oh, this man's looking at me. This man's looking at me. This man's paying attention to me. People validate me. Yay, I'm an attractive woman. That's pretty much it. Women that don't get as many hits, they consider themselves femcels or femrels. I've talked to them. I've been talking to a lot of them. And I was like, yeah, the problem isn't... I don't know. Some women just aren't as attractive as others. And, I mean, damn, people dealt with that anyway. I've seen some women that are absolutely, like, not that attractive at all. And they still manage to have children. And, I mean, happening.
Really, they don't necessarily have to have a guy to have. Or do not. I mean, I think having a guy around is important for a kid growing up.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily have to have one. And chances are, even if they're... Unfortunately,
well, yeah, but the child needs a father. Child needs a father, though.
Oh, yeah.
Child needs a father. That's one problem we have right now with all the boys.
Oh, yeah.
I was just looking to all these leftists that said, well, all these boys are being taught to be. It's like, no.
Well, you think about, like they've said in the past, that since the welfare and everything else has come in, you know, the nuclear families declined like 60% in black community and, I want to say like 40% in the white community.
Yeah.
I'm not exact, I heard the stats today and it blew my mind how bad it was.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because you usually think no matter how bad it is, it isn't going to break 50%.
Right.
But, it's crazy.
Okay, well, now we got another story. This is actually submitted from the Texas Tribune. A Texas child welfare agency fired an employee for encouraging a foster child to consider sex work. Yeah, there's a state agency responsible for investigating abuse and exploitation of a child, and they fired an employee for encouraging a 14-year-old in the state's care to do sex work. Yep, they said she was being housed at the Harris County Hotel while awaiting placement. She was asking for food when the staff member proposed sex work. The child recorded the interaction.
Instead of giving them money for food or giving them food.
Yep.
Isn't that messed up?
Yep.
I was about to say, I guess when someone has a call and you just... No, that's terrible.
My daughter told me that the worker had been telling her to do these things. So she said she decided to video her, Keisha Baisley, the mother of the child, told Fox. Baisley had filed a formal complaint with the department.
Now, how's the mother involved if being placed in another family?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound right. Something's weird about that.
Well, it says that DFPS Commissioner Jamie Masters has apologized to the child and her mother.
Oh, I mean, there's no excuse for that, but yeah. I'm kind of wondering...
I don't know.
If they're putting her with another family, why...
I don't know.
...the mother's still in the picture.
I don't have any idea.
Usually, you would think the mother and father are out of the picture.
Well, a quarter of children who DFPS identified as victims of sexual abuse were victimized or re-victimized after entering foster care, according to court-appointed watchdogs. Wow. and they ordered a state contracted shelter to close in March after the court revealed that staff members were trafficking the children in their care. Yeah. 9 staff members are accused of subjecting 7 children to sexual and physical abuse, neglectful supervision, and medical neglect. One caretaker accused of selling nude photos of 2 teenage victims of sexual abuse at the shelter was previously fired from the nearby facility for having inappropriate relationships with children in her care. And most recently, Jack ordered Texas to develop a plan to remove foster care kids from out-of-state facilities run by organizations facing a federal child abuse investigation. Jesus, this is ridiculous. You know, I was in foster care for a little bit. So, yes, I was.
Had to tell me the story behind that one.
No. But anyway, that was not a... I mean, I'm kind of glad it wasn't... It's not like it was, but yeah, I was in a house with a lot of young boys. And they let me listen. They let me keep my records, which was cool, because the guys or the counselors, whatever, that was there, the parent... What are they called? Parent teachers? PTs? They would basically let you, they say, oh yeah, you're old enough to listen to this music. We don't care. Just keep it down. So I didn't have any issues. I still have those records. Those records have a lot of, man, I've traveled all over the place with those albums. Oh, oh yeah. So, yeah, I was in there. So I know what it's like. And it wasn't like that, though. I mean, I'm glad that I'm not in it when that shit was going on. I was in it very briefly for maybe a year or so. But the judge ruled that I went back with my parents. And then this the last time they did it, because they put me in fucking a real bad place. It was it wasn't a foster care facility. It was a place for runaways. So it was like child jail. Oh. But yeah, that place, they let me out pretty soon. And then the judge is like, well, you're 18. We can't do anything. You might as... Yeah. You're your own person now. Because they throw you out after 18.
Oh, yeah.
So they just left me alone. But, yeah. That's what I dealt with. And it sucks that the kids are dealing with this shit now. Which I didn't have to deal with. But it was, shit, 20 years ago. 25. Yeah, a long time, man. So, things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
And they've gotten shittier. Man, I would not... Man, you'd think that foster care would be a good thing, but not anymore. Okay, so we have a completely different situation here. This is big. You guys may laugh because she's a thought, but this is important. OnlyFans bribed Meta staff to put porn stars on a terrorist watch list. So they were shadow banned from Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yes. OnlyFans has been accused of bringing Facebook owner Meta to get thousands of porn stars on a watch list. And the owner, Leonid Ravinsky, paid staff from the rival firm to shadow ban them so they were exclusive to the site. They argue their photos and videos were falsely flagged as containing terrorist content on social media, which impacted their cash flow. Hmm. Yeah, their claims come in one of a mountain of lawsuits against OnlyFans from enraged stars arguing it caused them financial harm. Now it's happening. Now OnlyFans is going to get what Pornhub had. Pretty soon the only place you're going to be able to get porn is from hentai. And then...
Or overseas.
Hentai, that would be crazy. All in all, their lawyers have claimed they have a list of 21,000 Instagram accounts that have been unfairly branded as potential terrorists.
I mean, I hadn't seen Pornhub stop doing videos and stuff.
Adult film actress Alana Evans, who is one of the plaintiffs, claimed in the lawsuit she'd been slapped on the watch list. She said she was among those whose account was placed in a database run by the Global Internet Forum to counter terrorism. She said, I was outraged because it affected my income when my traffic dropped significantly, and I was angry because I'm the daughter of a veteran who fought for this country.
Well,
isn't that some fucking shit?
I'm a son of a veteran, didn't...
No, the son of a veteran. No, listen. She's being marked as a terrorist, even though she's a son of a veteran. That's some shit. That's fucked up.
But is she basically advertising on a site that's not supposed to really have anything pornographic on it?
No. This is OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans.
No, this is OnlyFans.
So, is OnlyFans doing the...
No. I have to go all the way back. OnlyFans bribed Meta staff to put porn stars on the terrorist watch list so that we're shadow banned from Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This means that they couldn't... They were shadow banned. Not even that. They were shadow banned. Like, they couldn't... even any of their posts. And they do advertise on Twitter their stuff all the time. Yeah. Now, Facebook, yeah, that might not be. Instagram, they do that.
Instagram,
they do
they
that
have
on Instagram.
A link to go to their site.
They have a link, yeah.
Their other links.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still, you know, they're still doing it within the program. But they're making it so, because they're considered terrorists, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that is
ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And she's like, my father fought for this country. It's like, why, you know, consider me a terrorist just sounds... you know, insulting. Imagine that. Like, your parent fought for this, or your grandparents, and they consider you a fucking terrorist against this country. That's hardcore shit. And it's not even the government that's doing this. Who told them to put them on the terrorist watch list? OnlyFans.
Mm.
This means that a tech website that isn't related to the United States government isn't even in the United States because they're a UK-based. Actually, yeah. Talk to a tech giant in the U.S. to have them put on a watch list in the U.S. so that their content got banned.
Huh.
That is fucking scary.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that wild? And all they're doing is porn stars. Imagine if you really have some disagreements with the country.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. And the Global Internet Forum, the counterterrorism nonprofit, was set up to prevent mass shooting videos and other extremist material ending up on social media. The alleged move means pictures of models in bikinis would have been flagged as jihadist propaganda. Wow.
I don't think jihadists...
No, they're not into that. No,
they killed a woman before they got onto the guy for any of that.
Yep. The lawsuit also claims that firms, celebrities, and other influencers have been targeted despite having nothing to do with terrorism.
Yeah.
And they argue that their accounts have been hit from October the 2018 when they claim OnlyFans bribed one or more Meta worker. They say in the suit that the money was funneled from OnlyFans' parent company, Phoenix International, to a secret Hong Kong subsidy where it was sent in the bank accounts in the Philippines that were set up by the employees. They have moving money halfway around the fucking world.
Well, if they're moving money like that,
guy,
it
damn,
can't be legal,
eagle.
I don't imagine.
They argued the move saw a massive spike in content classification filtering activity on other social media sites, but they had a mysterious immunity on OnlyFans. Lawyers acting for Just for Fans, which filed its own class action against OnlyFans in California State in August, said it helped the website grow. The site, which is a rival to OnlyFans, said in court documents that the blacklisting of plaintiff and others has only caused OnlyFans to achieve a drastically enlarged market share while its competitors stagnated or declined. The defenders engaged in a scheme to misuse a terrorist blacklist to obtain a competitive advantage. That's fucking bad.
Yeah.
And this site's already known for trafficking. We've talked about the children that got trafficked on there, the teenagers that got trafficked, the missing persons on there, the dog videos, the incest videos, the fecal matter. There's a lot of crazy shit going on there, basically. Another filed a suit in county in Florida against not OnlyFans, but not Meta. Meta requested the lawsuit against it be chucked out in June. Oh, I'm sure. But the hearings are scheduled for September. And Milberg, Coleman, Bryson, Phillips, Grossman. What? I guess that's the lawyer firm.
Law firm.
Yeah. Representing the plaintiffs against Meta and OnlyFans in California Supreme Court. Superior Court. They should open up the records to help figure out whether clients or their content are indeed on any databases intended for terrorists and how to get them off. In a statement to the Post, OnlyFans said, "We are aware that these cases have been filed. We are not aware of any evidence which supports these allegations. The alleged participants have all publicly stated that these cases have no merit." Yeah, sure. Meta did not respond to requests for comment, but told BBC, which first reported the bribery, that it had investigated and found no evidence. Oh yeah, we investigated and found no evidence. Don't you like that? It's like
a little fishy.
These allegations are without merit. We will address them in the context of the litigation. Wow. A spokesman added, "Our continuing work to enhance transparency and oversight of the whatever-the-fuck hash-sharing database is the result of extensive engagement with our stakeholders and has no connection to these claims." Wow. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Meta can pay anyone to put you on a fucking terrorist watch list. Correction. Big Tech can pay anyone to put your ass on the watch list. Big Tech. All the stuff we use.
And it's being allowed.
And it's being allowed. That's hardcore. And they're like, "Oh no, we didn't do that." Oh, of course you didn't.
Of course, I don't know what OnlyFans operates in China, but anything that is not from China, operates in China, has to follow their rules instead of what rules their country deems fit. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Well, not if you're in Britain. Or Canada now. A lot of people going to jail. It's kind of funny how Democrats bitched about prisons being too full, and now they just can't wait to throw someone in jail.
Yep, and that's probably going to be about all we have on this one. That's the last one we had. There's really not too much else to talk about, but yeah. Crazy situation. We got foster care that you need to avoid now. We've got the OnlyFans shit. And then we have the, whatever that first one was. I can't... My memory gets a little bit crappy at night. Oh yeah, the lonely single men. Remember, men, it's not the women, it's your mental health. All you need is therapy. That's the problem. You just need therapy.
You know how many bipolar women I've talked to?
Oh my god, it's so fucking silly. They're never gonna blame it on society or the women or the crazy
tech
shit.
Tech. I think that is
tech
the
really did because tech changed the
cause.
Yeah, tech changed the way the women behave. Obviously, it
gives
really
people
has.
The illusion of the McDonald's of hooking up.
Yeah,
I mean
it's bad.
Yeah, and it definitely. I just don't think it's productive for anybody trying to find a relationship.
All right, well, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we're out for the Grim Rant Show. We'll see you later. Enjoy the decline.